A new youth mental health facility opens next month in Fairbanks. The Boys and Girls Home of Alaska will provide residential treatment previously only available in-state on a limited basis in Anchorage. The 120-bed facility is the product of a partnership between Iowa-based Boys and Girls Home and Family Centered Services of Fairbanks. Family Centered Services Director John Regitano says the new facility will allow kids previously sent to the Lower 48 for treatment to remain in Alaska.
Those services that will be provided at the center have never been available in Fairbanks. They've never been available north of the Brooks Range. And because there's so few beds in Anchorage, very few of them have been able to receive those services even in Alaska. Our primary goal is to not have children leave Alaska anymore from the northern or interior region. That's a key.
Regitano says as many as 300 Alaska kids currently seek treatment in the Lower 48 every year. Regitano says between family-centered services and the new Boys and Girls Home, a continuum of youth mental health care will be available in Fairbanks.
We can provide any level they need. We will have outpatient services. If it's just some behavioral issues, they can be provided in the home. They can be provided in the community. They can be provided in the school. But then on the other end of the spectrum, we'll have services for children with the most serious mental health issues, children that would be a harm to themselves and others, and actually need a locked facility for some time. And there'll be 8 beds on that end of the spectrum.
Regitano says kids will be able to move between intensive residential care, therapeutic foster homes, and outpatient care, transitions which have been slowed by interstate logistics in the past. Boys and Girls Home President and CEO Bob Sheehan says Fairbanks' unique blend of care is expected to shorten treatment.
We believe that kids will linger out of state longer than they would here. And because we're working so closely with family-centered services and we have the whole continuum of services being able to be used now, and we really are working in partnership with each other, we'll be able to move those kids much faster than other places would, because if we move too fast and a kid has an episode, we can move them back for a few days. And then so we have that kind of flexibility that we're not seeing anywhere else.
Keeping kids near home and family will also eliminate disconnect often experienced by youth who relocate to the Lower 48 for treatment that can last for up to 2 years in the most serious cases. Regitano says a highly trained staff of 120 people, including psychiatrists, therapists, and nurses, will operate the new Boys and Girls Home. The $28 million campus-like facility includes classrooms, a gym, and cafeteria. Yearly operational costs, estimated at $10 to $11 million, will largely be covered by Medicaid funds, money that in the past has gone to outside treatment centers.